spiritual forces of faith and love work together. Today on The Believer's Voice of Victory with Kenneth Copeland, learn about the most powerful element of faith. The love of God empowers your faith to do all God has called you to do.
Now, let's go to the fifth chapter of Mark and look at the woman that was healed of the issue of blood. Verse 25, a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians, had spent all that she had and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway, or immediately, the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. Now, I want you to notice something. She believed before she ever felt anything. She didn't feel anything until after faith had done its work. She didn't feel her faith. But she felt the impact of that power that went into her. And she knew, she not only knew, she felt it. She felt whatever it was changed in her body. She knew it, she felt it when it dried up. Supernatural drying. Praise God. Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue or power, dunamis, had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? His disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of that plague, of thy plague. Now, she'd had this thing for 12 years. So if she's made whole, then everything this disease had caused her over 12 years was now fixed. I don't care what it was, it's now fixed. If that had caused her not to have a family, that's fixed. Everything. Suffered many things of many physicians. Had everything that had happened to her because of what different physicians had done to her body. Now, they did surgery back in those days. So, whatever it was, man, it's fixed. Absolutely fixed. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, she spent all that she had. So obviously, I mean, this woman obviously was a woman of means. She'd been going to doctors for 12 years. But they not only messed her up, now she's broke. But the prosperity of God was released in her life. Because she wouldn't have been made whole. Jesus said your faith made you whole. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, why did Jesus say, your faith hath made you whole? We know that it was the anointing. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, dunamis. That was the dunamis that flowed out of him, who went about doing good and healing. So he was doing good and healing that day, right? But notice, he didn't start this operation. She did. Huh? Now think about it here. The Spirit of God didn't say, now stop right here, Jesus, because there's a woman I want to heal. No. What stopped him? Her faith. Because he was aware of the power flow.
Yes, he was.
But it would not have flowed had she not touched him. Huh? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That is a very important fact. So, her faith made her whole. Now, what else do we know about her? Well, we know that faith doesn't work in an unforgiving heart. So we know she's not holding anything against any of those physicians. What had she heard? Well, we know she heard the word because faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God.
That's
a good Texas word, isn't it? I'm convinced that the word she heard is why she forgave. The word she heard changed her whole outlook on this whole situation. The word that she heard from the Master, glory to God, changed her whole life before she ever crawled out there into that street. And the word she heard stirred up her faith. Hallelujah. To the point she couldn't stay in the house any longer. But what if she had? Certain woman had an issue of blood 12 years, suffered many things, and all she had. When she had heard of Jesus, she came. When she heard the word, faith came, and then she came. She got up and got out of there. Against all the circumstances, everything she saw was against her. She's bleeding. She doesn't have any right to be out in public with an issue of blood. There's Jairus right there behind Jesus. Of course she knows who Jairus is. He's the leader of the synagogue. And this whole thing happened on the same street of that synagogue in Capernaum. And Jairus is right there. They're headed toward Jairus' house, which is next to the synagogue, which is next to Jesus' house. And she sees him. Well, you know the devil as well as I do. You know what he's saying. He's saying things like, you can't go out there. You can't do this. Look at yourself. You're bleeding now. Your skin and bones, you look like death itself. Come on. You remember now they can stone you for this? And can't you just imagine what's going through her mind? Well, so what? It ain't gonna be but a few more days. I'm gonna be dead anyway. I'm bleeding to death. Well, what difference does it make? No, he's not going to stone me. I know because of what I heard. Jesus is not going to let anybody stone me. He's not going to let Jairus stone me. He's not going to let anybody else stone me because I've heard his word. I've heard his word. Hallelujah. I've heard his word. I'm going out there. I've heard his word. I'm going to be there. Now, she had in her mind, she pictured this thing in her mind that all this crowd's coming by there, and I'm going to sneak out there, and I'm going to touch that garment. I'm going to get my healing, and I'm going to get out of here. Didn't work that way, did it? No. And we're still talking about her 2,000 years later. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. She heard, she said, she came and touched. Say it. She heard, she said, she came and touched. So you can see where she put those fundamental forces into action. Nothing complicated about that. She heard, she said, and she did. She acted on it. Now, number four, faith will not work in an unforgiving heart. Now, excuse me, we've talked about that some. Of course, we read it now in Mark 11, 25, so let's look at that again. I had never noticed this until I heard Brother Hagin say it. In verse 25, when you stand praying, forgive, if you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. Now, God is always disposed to forgive. Amen. Now then, she heard, she said, she did. She came and touched. Faith will not work in an unforgiving heart. We saw that in Mark 11, 25. Galatians 5, 6. For in Jesus Christ, well, there's the word Christ. Let's stop and translate and then meditate. For in Jesus, the Anointed One and His anointing, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. So, in Jesus, in His anointing, everything that has to do with Jesus, everything it has to do with His anointing, and that anointing is in you, Amen. On you. Amen. Amen. Circumcision avails nothing. That's right. What does avail? Faith. Amen. Faith. Yes. Faith. Amen. Is faith of Jesus. Yes. Yes. Is the anointing of Jesus.
Yes.
Absolutely. Which works by love. Well, of course it does. God is love. He doesn't have love. He is love. God is love. It is God's faith. Amen? Amen. Let's go over to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Say it. Faith works by love. Thank you, Lord. 13th chapter. Now, the 12th chapter is where the Spirit of God, through the Apostle Paul, began talking about the manifestations of the Holy Spirit and how He works, how He manifests Himself. And he talked about 12 manifestations of the Spirit of God. Now then, coming into the 13th chapter, verse 31 of the 12th, but covet earnestly the best gifts, yet I show unto you a more excellent way. Though I speak with the tongues of men and angels, that is a very important statement. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not agape. Now, I was curious for a long time, and I couldn't make up my mind. It didn't seem like I had anything that satisfied me. Why the old translators used the word charity. And the Lord helped me with that. They were doing their best to portray selfless, giving love. Charitable love. A love that just wants to help everybody that's got any kind of problem. It's a charitable, it's a giving love. Well, and two, over the last, you know, lot of years now since that was translated, the use and idea of the word charity has changed. Today, it's not nearly as important a word as it was back when that was translated. But you and I know what it's talking about. It's talking about the love of God. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not love, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. Once we see that, now it's very simple here. What's happened? God is love. He just talked about 12 manifestations of God, the Holy Spirit. All of these manifestations of the Holy Spirit have to have faith accompanying, or it doesn't work in the first place. All that is not of faith is sin. Amen? So it doesn't take but just a few seconds here to take a look at that and go through that and see what's happening here. Unforgiveness and all of the things that have to do with that. You may still be moving to operate in the gifts and so forth and so on. But we can see right there, faith, let me put it like this, which worketh by love. Say it like this. For faith worketh by God. It's God's faith. So when unforgiveness is present, you just choked it away. So that needs to be right up on top of the list. You judge yourself. You check yourself. Two things you want to check. Number one, you want to check your love life in God. Number two, you want to check the soil. You need to get a good soil sample. What kind of soil are you? Amen? Are you stony ground? Are you thorny ground? Are you good ground? Now, what was God after for the good ground? 100-fold. Amen. He's always after 100-fold. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. So turn this thing around and say, I have love, therefore I do speak with the tongues of men and angels. But I wanted to point out the importance of love, and point out the importance of faith, and the importance of walking in these basic fundamentals. Now, we read Galatians 5:6. Let's go to Romans 5:5. And to me, this has always been such a picture of Jesus. I mean, hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Now, He has given us the commandment of love. We are commanded to love as He gave commandment. So how did He give commandment? Love the Lord thy God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. Love your neighbor as yourself, fulfilling all of the law. And love the brethren even as I have loved the brethren. And then He gave you the love with which to do it. Amen. Gave you the love with which to fulfill that commandment.
You have a powerhouse of faith in your heart that the world needs you to release. When you turn your faith loose, not only will your life be changed, but everything and everyone you encounter.
I want you to understand something about the faith in the heart of a believer. I want you to understand something about the faith of Jesus that's burning in your bosom, burning to be fed, burning to be released. Glory to God, it has a fire in it. It has a fire in it. It has a fire in it.
Faith in the Heart of the Believer, a new CD by Kenneth Copeland, will help you receive the answers and outcomes that God promises you in His Word. Go beyond just confessing words into being fully persuaded by faith. Learn how to put faith into operation and help bring the resources, healing, and restoration you need. Be sure to request yours today. Turn your faith loose. Request your free CD by Kenneth Copeland, Faith in the Heart of the Believer. Call 800-600-7395 or visit our website at kcm.org/TV special. See things change in your life as you tap into the power of God's love, the fuel of faith. Request your free CD today, Faith in the Heart of the Believer. Offer good for 60 days.
This week, there are a lot of people here in the United States and other places around the world celebrating a day called Valentine's Day. And it's on this day that the world tends to kind of put a focus on romantic love. And it's not a bad thing. But this day and every day, we as believers should have our focus first on the love of God. Now, right now, if you're struggling to love somebody or struggling to forgive, the very best thing that you can do is take some time to think on and receive God's love for you. We love, but we love because we've been loved. Maybe you've never received the love of God. If you hear what I'm saying to you right now and you think, well, I don't know anything about the love of God. Nobody's ever told me that God loved me. Well, listen, God loves you. He loves you with everything He's got, and He has proven it to you by giving you Jesus. Now, I know many people watching this broadcast, you're shouting amen, you believe in Jesus, you're full of His Holy Spirit, and that's wonderful. But if you're listening to me right now and you've never come into contact and had an encounter with the kind of the love I'm talking to you about, today's your day. It starts by making Jesus the Lord of your life. If you've never done that, then just say this out loud after me. Father in heaven, I come to you in Jesus' name. I believe in my heart that Jesus lived for me, died for me, and rose again for me. and I confess with my mouth, Jesus is Lord of my life. Father, I receive your cleansing, your forgiveness. Wipe away my past. All my sin is gone. I am a new creation in Christ Jesus. And I ask you, Lord, to fill me with your Holy Spirit. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Now listen, if you prayed that prayer with me, you are now full of the love of God. And you may be sitting there going, well, I don't feel anything. But the Bible says that the love of God's been shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost. And from this day forward, your life is all about knowing that love, believing that love, and receiving that love, and then showing it to the people around you. And if you were born again today, I want you to know all of heaven rejoices with you. We're excited about it, and we want to send you this salvation package totally free. A book called He Did It All For You, two brochures to help you study and learn how to read your Bible and start you on your new walk with the Lord. Just go to kcm.org and request your free copy today. Thanks so much for watching. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember that Jesus is Lord.
When the Lord commissioned Kenneth and Gloria Copeland 50 years ago to preach His Word on every available voice, the internet wasn't even a thought. Today, with the advancement of technology, there are more voices available than ever. You can now receive real-time, fast responses to what's going on in the world and answers to real-life situations right at your fingertips on your platform of choice. KCM's social media platforms offer additional and expanded content without the time and space limitations of television, radio, and magazine. See our events live streamed right to your Facebook feed. While you're there, reach out and get a personal quick response from the KCM team. Follow us on Twitter for scriptures, testimonies, prayers, and links to videos that complement our broadcast and magazine. Instagram is our fastest growing channel. Be sure to follow us and use our hashtags during meetings. You can help us get the word out even farther. Fill your Pinterest feed with quotes from the Copelands and the Faith to Faith devotional. Get daily answers to common questions and help with how to pray, receive your healing, and how to connect with your family. Watch testimonies, special messages from the Copelands, and even our broadcast on YouTube. Connect it to your TV and watch with the whole family. Thank you, partners, for connecting with us. As you comment, like, and share, you become an available voice for the gospel. Together, we can be a voice of victory to more people every day.
Today's Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast is available to you free on DVD, CD, or digital download at kcm.org. Shipping charges may apply. Keep your faith strong with the Word of God and step into a year of abundant harvest.